Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Angel with another topic. So this topic is called, why do I cut men off so quick? Let's talk about it. So, I don't even know where to begin, but I'm going to keep it cute and short. I cut men off because the consistency, like, if you're not consistent, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing going on. Like, baby, I'm not about to, one thing about me, I don't chase nobody. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? It is never that serious for me. Like, and most of the time, these men be wanting to talk to me. I don't be reaching out trying to talk to them. It's always, oh, Angel, you be playing too much. Oh, Angel, this. Oh, Angel, that. And it's like, okay. Because I'm a bit of a, what I want to say, like, I don't give people chances. Like, I don't give people time. Like, my homegirl always tell me, like, girl, you cut people off so quick. Like, what is, like, you don't even give them time. Why? Because, listen, when you've been through enough, you automatically know the signs. And then it's got to be something about you that has to turn me on anyway. Like, if you're a person that can't really hold conversation, baby, I don't need you around me. Because I'm not about to sit here and do all this talking. And I'm not even saying that we have to do a whole lot of talking. I'm saying, like, just make, like, conversation, you know, vibe. Like, it's nothing wrong with vibing. But some people don't even know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's really insane. Like, they don't be talking about nothing. And then a lot of them is like, you can't even have a conversation with them without them bringing up sex all the time. Like, damn, like, why we can't just talk about the stars and the moon? Why the first thing you talk about is me being in your bed or me this and that? And that, it's like, okay, so what are we here for? To talk about sex? Maybe I don't need you for that. I don't. Like, first of all, like, listen. These people already out here just wild, crazy. Everybody sleeping with everybody. Like, I don't be having time. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, I have too much on my mind to even be worried about really laying down and having sex. I like to talk about sex a lot because I love sex. Like, I enjoy sex. Like, I love sex. Don't never get it twisted. But I ain't about to be sexing everybody either. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't about to be just giving my all into sex with everybody. Like, we're not doing it. So it's like, what are we talking about? And so then it's like, in most cases, like, I can talk to people and I'm very outspoken. I'm very honest for the most part, I feel like. So I even tell a guy, like, listen, I'm already sleeping with somebody, so, you know, what we doing, what we talking about? And then my homegirl, like, well, why are you even telling them that? Well, guess what? I'm sure he's sleeping with somebody. So let's just go ahead and put it on the table. Like, come on. Come on. Like, 2024, somebody got somebody that they at least having sex with here and there or whatever the case may be. So it's like, what else do you have to offer? Because I'm already getting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that we doing? Let's build this off of something. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, the person that you doing whatever you're doing with, maybe y'all came up with some type of agreement where, hey, this is just what we're doing. So no feelings could really be hurt if I decide to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And then vice versa. Now, when feelings get to somewhere being involved, that's a different situation. You know what I'm saying? But we're just speaking on, we just stand on topics, okay? Yeah, like, no. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has time for that. You know what I mean? Oh, my baby texts me. Yeah, nobody has time for that, man. You know? Nobody has time for that. And I just feel like at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm just not that interested. I'm not. Like, men really lately been like turning me off. Not saying I want a woman, because I do not. You know what I'm saying? I know that's what's going crazy these days and running wild in Atlanta these days, baby. I do not. Never fiend for a woman. Never wanted a woman. Don't even get turned on by a woman. It's none of that. Now, I am a female and I am a grown-ass woman when I say, you know, she's nice looking. But nothing to the extent that I want to sleep with her. A woman can't do a goddamn thing for me. Let's just go ahead and put it out there. I love men. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I say all this because it's like, when I talk to my friends, like, what you gonna do? What you gonna go to a woman? Like, no. Like, why does that have to be even thought about? You know what I'm saying? Just because I said I'm not interested in men right now, I'm interested in my damn self. Okay? Self-love, honey. Self-care. Something a lot of y'all don't know about. That's when y'all minds get to wondering being in other places. Like, that's not what I mean at all. It's just right now, I'm just more focused into myself. You know? And that's just what it is at the end of the day. Yeah, I don't want to be bothered with a headache. I don't want to be bothered with foolishness. And, like, my type of guy, like, he gotta be, like, I love a man that is in control, right? In a good way. You know, like I said, beneficial. I like for a man to be in control, like, you know, he got his own motion going. You know, I don't care if you work a 9-to-5. Work a 9-to-5, baby. I don't give a damn. Like, I hate how, again, I am not a social media head, but I hate how, you know, social media try to make it seem like you just gotta do this, you just gotta do that, you gotta, you know, maintain a certain lifestyle, you gotta whatever, whatever. So whatever it is that you wanna do, right, do it. Don't do it because social media is broadcasting, because most of the motherfuckers are scammers, let's be clear. Most of them ain't really like that, and ain't really got it like that. You know, so it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And how they get it and what they're doing to get it is none of my business. I don't care. What I'm saying is stop letting social media control your life and make you feel like you need to be where they are. It's not your time. And guess what? Your time is going to be the right time. It's going to be the right way. It's going to be done the right way. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be happy about that. Most of them not happy. They only post what they want you to see. They're not posting the real. Okay, and I just feel like you got a lot of guys that are trying to be money bag, yo, trying to be future, trying to be, you know, these men that they are not, like, and it's crazy. Or, you know, I've ran into a guy, oh, you know, I got my businesses, okay, cool, oh, you know, I got this, you know, he had like a some Mustang or something, I don't know, you know, some, I mean, it was nice, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, baby, you materialistic shit. Take me out to eat. I don't care nothing about what you can buy. I told y'all I was like a tomboy. So, you know, I wear these purses only because, you know, they was gifted to me. But even when, like, I receive gifts, that's like name brand. Like, I'm not... Okay, so can we go to eat after this? Like, I am... Jewelry, I'm okay with. You know what I'm saying? I don't like real flashy type jewelry. I'm not a flashy type girl. Like, I dress up when need to. But I'm just not doing all of that. I am so old-fashioned. But in a good way. You know, I still have style. I don't mind dressing up and looking nice and being that girl. Like, you know, but it's like... All that, you know, I got money. Like, that shit does not bother me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Good for you, though. You know what I'm saying? You work hard. If you really worked hard for it, good for you. You know what I'm saying? But, like, money is not going to buy my love. I like a guy that's smart and that's intelligent and he know what he wants out of life, you know. And if he's a father, I want him to be a great one, you know. Definitely you can't want more kids because Angel can't have them. And if I could, I wouldn't. Sorry. Kitchen is closed. This kitchen is closed. Matter of fact, it's boarded up. It is boarded up, baby. It has the metal shit going down. Like, it's bulletproof. Like, ain't nothing happening. And I made sure of that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, yeah, he gotta understand that there's no more kids being made in the factory. He has to have self-love. He has to love himself. He has to believe in God. You know, he has to know God and just don't mind going to church, don't mind praying. I can go on and on because it's a lot that, you know, that I want in a guy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure most of the stuff that I said is definitely in him. You know, but yeah, that's just what that is. And a lot of these guys, they just too flashy for me. They just too, you know, trying to do all this extra. Baby, go and find y'all some 20-year-olds. And you know, them people, them girls that listen to Sexy Red and all them, like the younger crowd. Because I'm older. You know, I might be 35 this year. I'm not playing that type of music in my car. First of all, like, maybe, like, you know, me and my girlfriends, we drinking and that song just pop on or whatever the case may be, yeah, but like, to be just like really turning that stuff on in my car, I'm not. You will never catch me listening to any of that. You know, I am a Luther Vandross, I am a Patti LaBelle. When I want to feel a little hood, I do listen to Future, because y'all know I like Future music. Not all of his stuff, but most of his stuff. I'll listen to Drake. I'm also, well, because my ex was Jamaican, I do listen to, you know, a little, Caribbean music as well too. So I'm kind of like all the way around. Country, not so much. I've heard country music before, but you know, not so much. But, other than that, oh, I like jazz, you know. You know, soothing music, comfort music. You know what I'm saying? The music that speaks to your soul. Not that trash. Sorry. Not that trash, y'all. But, yeah. Like, other than that, that's just pretty much a little bit of how I am and what it is that I like. Again, I can't go into full details about what I'm looking for in a man. That's just the little bit of what I'm looking for. But my cutoff game is very strong. Like, I don't play around. Like, if you breathe wrong, like, you're getting cut off. And that's just pretty much what it is. Because, again, nobody's really talking about nothing. You, like, you can't. You got to be able to keep my attention. And I'm not a texter. I don't like all that texting shit. Like, if we both are working, you know, and me just texting you to check on you, make sure your day is going good, then okay. But to think I'm going to text you throughout the whole day and not hear your voice, especially if I like you, you're crazy. None of that is happening. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying we got to sit on the phone for a long time and talk, but it's so crazy because, like, my exes that I dated, they had no problem with that at all. Even till this day, like, you know, because, like, my kids' fathers were my last exes, my ex-husband and my previous ex. Like, we be on the phone. Talking, well, mostly me talking, and my ex-husband he talked too, but listen, talking like normal folk, okay, talking. And then of course, you know, we in each other's face, it ain't really much to talk about. But then if you guys just vibe that way, you know, maybe you want to wait to have like the big, you know, like you have a small talk on the phone, and then when you see each other in person, you have the big talk. Not like soon as you get in the house, because no. You know what I'm saying? Like, soon as I get home, I don't want to hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got a type of job where you got to talk all day long. Like, you don't want to be doing all that talking. So, it's like, I definitely do be understanding that. But I just like to hear my significant other voice. You know what I'm saying? I told you, like, when I'm really into somebody, I'm into somebody. Like, ain't no shaking that. And so, yeah, like, I'm just thebum.com. This ain't me just talking, y'all. This is me just, like, really and truly telling the truth. Like, I am that girl. Like, I really am. And so, that's why I be saying, like, maybe I need to go on a different planet or something. Because, number one, I'm not about to break my neck. And you're not about to stress me out trying to figure out if my words matching my action, like, or my actions matching my words. Like, baby, you just have to wait to see. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I gotta wait to see if you're about what you say you're about. You know, if you into somebody, a person is gonna definitely know. And when you're not into somebody, that person gonna know that as well too. Some people I just feel like don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just what it is. Like, I'm gonna only tell you so much that I like you. And then when I realize, like, you just flat out just, it's what it is, I am going to back off completely and just let it ride. Just let it ride. Just know, when that person come along, it's too late. It's gonna be too mother effing late. Because guess what? I'm not gonna stop talking to that person because now you decide you wanna come and talk to me because, you know, you realize these other females went hitting on nothing. Like, it don't work that way either. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So, yeah, I cut people off. I don't care who you are. I cut off auntie, uncles, cousins. I cut all that shit off. Like, I don't care. It don't even have to be a man I'm talking to. I cut anybody off. My cutoff game is completely strong. Because all I need is my kids and myself. And without them, I would be shattered out here. I lost my mind probably. But at the same time, it's like, it still stands. Like, and then all I need is myself. Like, I don't have time. I don't need a big crowd around me. I don't really trust individuals really like that anyway. Especially, oh Lord. Anyway, another topic. But yeah, that's another topic, y'all. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. And I hope you guys enjoyed these podcasts. I've been on the road. I've been on the road with these podcasts. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoy. I'm getting tired. Oh, Lord. I'm tired. But anyway, yeah. I'm going to do another topic, you guys. It's going to be about mental health. I want to talk about mental health from 2023 to going into 2024. Because I know a lot of people are dealing with so much. We all are dealing with things. Some are bigger than others, but it can still affect them the same if it was even big. You know, it just really depends on the situation. So I do want to talk about mental health next. And I'll have that conversation soon. I have that podcast soon. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I'm tired. I told y'all I'm tired. But anyway, yeah, y'all. Enjoy these podcasts. And I will definitely be back.